All right, everybody, welcome to the show. The, as of right now, unnamed show. That is going to be one of the things that we'll be discussing on the show. I'm Ben Russo, along Ryan Richards. And Kevin Frisk is on the soundboard. Kevin's going to go easy on that, right, Kevin? You can give us one sound. Pick any sound.
You are an asshole.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin.
That's good soundboarding.
So, Ryan, a lot of people are very excited about this podcast.
Like
30 people, which is quite a few for us. Now, the last time we did a radio show, we did the radio show in your father's garage.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a problem.
I froze up.
You froze up.
Exactly.
If you remember correctly.
Yeah. So now I'm instantly on the spotlight.
Yeah. No, because the last time we were doing, I was doing all the talking.
Oh, yeah.
And being really funny, yeah. And you were just giving, like, one-word responses.
Well, okay. Mind you, I was drunk during the whole podcast, right?
Well, the reason you're drinking is because you wanted to loosen up.
No, I was drinking because I was drinking a lot. I was drinking a bottle of Andre champagne. Yeah,
Kevin, let's Kevin, just tone that down.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm instantly getting fucked over in this podcast.
Let's talk about this. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
You said that there were certain things we won't mention, and we're not going to mention those now, what they are. So we're going to have a system, you said. But tell everybody at home about this system.
Well, Ben is on orange right now. No, yeah. He's on yellow. That's right.
I'm up to yellow.
It's going
to
be the Bush color coding system he had for terrorists.
Yeah.
Right now he's on yellow. If he does something good, he goes to green. Yeah. But if he pisses me off, he goes to orange. And if he really pisses me off, he goes to red. Mm-hmm. And I will announce that you are on red, and that will be the last sentence of the podcast. It's over.
See, Ryan, I already...
Thank you.
I already have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Okay? You're talking sometimes in third person, sometimes in second person.
Right.
So we're confusing the people at home.
I don't understand.
Should talk only in... We're addressing each other, but you said... If he does this, if he does that, and then if you do this, you get red.
We're talking to the audience right. Of one Australian.
So if the audience, does something, they get red.
No, I'm saying if Ben Russo, does something that pisses me off, he goes to orange, and I'll say, hey, you're on orange now.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh shit, now I can do one more minor thing, and get to red. And mind you, if you go to green, you're not in the clear to start ridiculing my black daughter. Because you can go from green to red, you say one thing about,
what if I said
that looks like Sam or something like that.
No, I'm not. What if I say your black daughter is beautiful?
You're going to go to orange.
Why? That's a compliment.
Because I know what you're fucking doing. That's why. All
right.
Yeah.
We'll move on. So guys, this is actually a question I have for both of you. Kevin hasn't said much. You can say what you like. You're part of the show, Kev, today. You're a special guest. We're thinking of having special guests every week. How does it feel to have me back? You guys have been with me for about 24 hours now. What are the... Kevin, I'm going to start with you. How does it feel?
It feels glorious.
Shitty already.
It's not a shitty ride.
Have to just remind myself that nobody's going to listen.
No, people listen. Kevin.
Ben's going to promote
Kevin,
it on Facebook.
I'm sorry, he's interrupting.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to be speaking in this.
That's okay.
I'm actually really happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you, man.
And so I can have, a second chauffeur.
Yeah. Kevin has a...
No, it's not. No, we're not talking.
No, you gotta talk about that.
No. I just have chauffeurs.
Yeah. You have chauffeurs. Ryan.
Having you back, it's like taking a sugar pill that's in a shit capsule.
Yeah.
Because it's like, at first it's like, oh, that's Ben. He's pretty abrasive. He says a lot of offensive shit.
But on the inside, I'm sweet.
After a while, you get used to the shit, and then it's kind of a nice blend of shit and sweetness.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment.
That's kind of my analogy for that.
Okay. We've been talking about this show for about a month now, and I've come up with
you've been talking about it for a month.
You've been talking about it.
All right. Well, I've been talking. Okay. Well, that's indicative of my idea list, which I have in front of me.
Can I say all your friends in Sidewaysville?
Japtown?
The Japs. Yeah, you can say.
Well, there's no. This can be.
This is mostly for them. Right?
Yeah, it's mostly for the people in Japan.
Wonderful people, by the way. I love them.
They're all right. So I came up with a bunch of ideas for the show. Essentially, this first show is going to be us discussing what the show is going to be. Right. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
And this is a first. for you people listening at home, nobody's ever done this. This is history. They'd be writing about this show in history books 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, this is the podcast where they actually, you know, kind of fleshed out the format of the podcast. Nobody's ever done that on air before.
Yeah.
So I came up with a bunch of ideas. Ryan, I have about 50 ideas here, maybe 60 on these pieces of paper. How many ideas would you say you came up with?
I came up with about a half an idea.
Yeah.
Which was my bit about why the African-American community will never embrace soccer.
Okay, let's hear about it. But this is going to be an idea we're talking about now, or is it going to be a segment that we talk about every week?
It's not even really, it's really just something I was going to do once. I didn't really even think through it, you know. Basically, I'm going to play rap music and then have Ben talk about soccer and prove how much of a contrast it is, you know, because, you know, you're going to play Ice Cube and he's going to be talking about how the police are chasing him and how, you know, he's selling drugs. And then you're going to listen to Ben talk about whatever faggy soccer stuff he's been, you know,
That's a good idea.
That will work, and you know
we'll do that.
It'll prove that the black community will never embrace soccer because you could do that with basketball.
But most of them, no.
You could play rap music and then put in basketball like highlights.
It works.
Yeah. You know, when you do it with basketball, it's fine. When you do it with football, it's fine. When you do it with baseball, not so much.
Yeah.
Do it with soccer, and it's, you know, it sounds like you're just playing like Mozart with Metallica.
So that's your idea. You can now let's spend the next 4 hours talking about my list.
This is 4 hours.
Well, I have a long list.
We'll edit out.
All right. So my first show idea, and then I'm gonna throw you an idea. That's a great idea. I think that's a good idea. I think we should do that. I do, and I think we will do that. We can easily make that happen. Here are my ideas. Okay. The first idea. First of all, have you ever eaten Nutella?
No.
Awesome. This is gonna work then.
Nutella. The stuff you spread
it's
on
Nutella,
I eat that actually.
It's not vegan.
You've had that. You've had Nutella.
I've had Nutella. Yeah.
Well, that ruins that idea. You want to hear the idea anyway?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna tell it to you anyway. Okay. So my idea was gonna be that you were gonna eat Nutella for the first time, and it's like that was gonna be like the finale of one of our shows where we build up to it. Like we keep bringing it up. Like in 20 minutes, we'll be getting out the bread, and Ryan will be eating Nutella, and then at the end of the show. You spread it on the bread and then you take a bite.
Cricket sound would be good.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, you know. I knew the ideas were gonna be bad.
Can I throw something in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this one of the things on that big list you have right here?
Yeah, that's the first.
That's the first number one.
That was my number. That was my number one.
To get him to have a finale Nutella feast.
Yeah. Well, not just a bite.
Okay.
How many things are on that list?
About 50. Okay, like how? Okay, here's the second one.
We'll cross that one off.
No, we'll do that. Well, no, but we will have to.
Assume I didn't have Nutella. I've eaten Nutella, you know.
It's not Nutella, first of all.
We're talking about the brown
Nutella.
The brown chocolatey stuff that's like imitation chocolate that you spread
on. Yeah, chocolate.
It's hazelnut chocolate.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Nutella.
Nutella.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've heard from, do you want some Nutella by black people? So they always
talk
about shit.
There you go. Why do we have to keep, we have black listeners, right? I think we're offending them at this point. Okay, second idea. I feel like we're going to get pretty big eventually. I mean, especially if we keep it up, because I feel like the first 10 minutes have been very strong.
Is that an idea?
No. Well, you know, so we're going to have critics, right? People are going to have some critics, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm afraid of, you're a very sensitive man, and critics can be harsh sometimes.
You're already being, like, assaulted.
No, I'm not.
Ben, okay. Let me, for those viewers who don't know Ben, he loves the spotlight, but more than the spotlight, he loves to shine the spotlight on other people and put them into bizarre situations where they have to defend themselves.
Yeah.
You know, he watches a lot of the Tom Green Show and masturbates, and so.
Yeah. Everybody loves to masturbate. Anyway, so.
But anyway, basically, the point of that is, like, I'm walking into an assault here, is what's happening.
It's a funny assault.
It's funny for Ben.
It's funny for them. It's funny for the people.
Nobody's actually listening to
this. What do you mean, nobody's like, dude, people are going to listen. Point is, so when people do listen, we're going to get critics. Yeah. How are you going to deal with insults? So I'm going to throw out a couple different insults.
Yeah.
And I want to see how you're going to deal with them.
I got a couple of insults right here.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Shoot one off.
And it's just been
you're
sitting.
Bad.
How do you deal with that? The critics. The critics say that you're fat. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm not fat.
All right.
Yeah, so that one's easy. Let's hear one of your insults.
Okay. They say that you're funny,
yeah,
but you make them sad.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to deal with, like, retarded, insult. Yeah, any critic that's doing that is not going to be reputable.
So you're saying that all insults are retarded, or all
yeah,
critical
that's
analysis is retarded.
Yeah, no, that's not at all what I said. I said that, like, if somebody said, you're funny, but you make them sad, they probably are mentally retarded and they're going to lose their job.
What if they say, boy, we love that Ben guy, he's the best, but that Ryan's a fucking asshole. He's boring, trite, and is completely void of ideas, and we hope that one day he becomes a garbage man. How would you deal with that?
Yeah, well... Here again, I'm being assaulted. No, I know.
I'm saying if this is a hypothetical, right? I'm not telling you. If the critics say that?
If the critics say that, I'll tell them to fuck off. What is happening here is the spotlight is being put on me, and then I'm being shoved with like a blazing hot prod, by Ben. And
how do you feel?
I feel offended, and
I
feel, it's no surprise, really. I knew what I was walking into. Ben's been sitting in Japan just stewing. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fuck this guy over. constantly coming up with some weird creative thing, like, we're going to do a podcast. I'm wondering, like, why the fuck is Ben wanting to do a podcast?
Yeah.
And now it's apparent.
Okay, well, let's...
We're going to have the Ryan defends himself hour.
No. Okay, fine. Yeah. So, now I'm going to change it up. This is another idea I have. Let's sit around this circle, the three of us. And right now, say as many genuine compliments as possible as we can about each other. And it will go counterclockwise, starting with me. Ryan, I think you're the funniest man I know.
Oh, wow. I already said a compliment, which was that shit pill thing.
You're just complimented Kevin. And Kevin's just complimenting me.
Let's see.
I have to compliment you.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're a cool guy and you got some cool pants, even though there's a hole in them.
Yeah.
Where's the hole?
It's right in the crotch.
Just so you guys know, it is a podcast. Kevin is wearing pants with holes. Anyway, yeah. Kevin, compliment about me.
You have luscious locks.
We're just going to go around.
We're going to keep going around. This is one of the segments we'll do every week. So that way, during the week, you have to think about nice things to say. Because you were saying it's just insulting you, and it's not. I love you. I love you, and you're my best friend.
Well, that's very sweet.
Yeah. So this is turning your whole thing on that.
It's all another creative way to
fuck me up. Okay. Kevin, something nice about me?
I actually really appreciate your hairiness. You've got lots of hair.
How is that?
And you can grow a full beard and I can't.
All right.
And I genuinely appreciate that about you.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
I think this time around we should go clockwise. So
yeah,
we can...
All right, Kevin, please compliment Ryan.
Ryan, you've always been very generous to me.
Yeah.
And I've always appreciated that. And, I want to take you out to dinner sometime.
That's not genuine.
That's a genuine... Well, it's kind of a compliment, really. It's, yeah.
Where's my premium?
Boring. Ben.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You... You know, yeah, you're a good guy, you're a good guy. You piss a lot of people off, but, it's not anything malicious. Well, no, that's not the right word. It's not anything super mean-spirited that you do piss people off.
No.
It's just a,
don't know. You know, you're all right. You're good. No. You're a good guy. I got, you know, I got no qualms.
Cool, man. Thank you. Kevin, you're actually, I was thinking about this. You're my favorite person to get stoned with. I don't know why.
I don't smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
We never smoke a lot of weed.
Well, hypothetically, if we did, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nods as good as a wink to a blind bat, as they say in Monty Python.
I mean, how often do we ever smoke?
We smoke weed 100 times, didn't we? Maybe 30 times together. I don't know. Between 30 and 100.
What about that salvia?
Yeah, okay, the salvia.
This is a good
like moment where we can learn. The first show is going to be pretty rough, but I think we're going to try and perfect it. So this is a good moment where I can kind of segment into the salvia story.
Yeah.
Kevin, one night we were in San Francisco, and Kevin decided to go to a smoke shop and buy salvia, which is actually legal here in the state of California, which is, you know, I'm all for legalizing drugs, but I think that that's the one drug that should be illegal after taking that drug. So one night we were watching some soccer at my parents' house, and we decided after the matches to go up to the hill behind my parents' house and smoke some salvia. And so we went up on the hill, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and we really residential neighborhood, and Kevin smokes the salvia. And then hands the pipe to me. I take the pipe and I'm sitting down. I'm like sitting against this wooden pole because I read somewhere that you want to sit down when you're smoking salvia because you can get so high so quickly that you actually drop the pipe. And so I took a hit and it tasted like shit. It tasted really bad. It's really harsh. So I smoke it, and then before I'm even done exhaling it, I'd forgotten that I'd smoked anything. And all of a sudden I'm just in a different dimension. I'm actually in, I think it was the eighth dimension. I skipped five dimensions because I remember that in front of me was flashing in eighth dimension, eighth dimension, eighth dimension, like a sign. And then there was a voice in my head which was
perfectly
saying,
legal.
Yeah, which was saying, eighth dimension, eighth dimension, eighth dimension. And it was really, I remember it was just such a terrifying thing. And I was looking up at Kevin, and Kevin was just like, he looked spacey. Also, all of a sudden, I was somehow under the stairs of the old house where I grew up behind the TV. And I was trying to reach out to Kevin, but my hands and like my lips and tongue were being cut by what seemed like transparent duct tape. And then all of a sudden, as I'm reaching out to Kevin, Kevin just collapsed in front of me. So we were both like lying out on the ground, just kind of prone, staring at each other in horror. And I just thought it'd be funny if some dude was just like walking his dog and kind of come across that scene. After about 2 or 3 minutes, it came to me that, oh my god, I've actually smoked something. Okay, this is scary, but I'm fucked up like this because I smoked something. And I was sitting there, and I like I said, I knew I'd smoked something. I knew I was on the hill behind my parents' house, but I didn't know which way was right and which way was left. Like, I felt like I'd been punched out by, like, a heavyweight boxer, and I was just totally disoriented. And after about 5 minutes, I was totally fine. But we were supposed to go out that night, and my night was totally ruined. I decided to stay home. Another idea I have is discuss different letters of the alphabet every week, starting next week with the letter A.
Discuss the letters.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Just, I don't know. Just, we could kind of, you know.
What's the next idea?
Is that not a good one?
It doesn't make any, like, you
discuss...
Well,
we discuss A, like, oh, you know, I use A a lot. Ant starts with A, and aggro.
I'm going to let that idea fester, and we'll move on to the next one.
you want to discuss letters of the alphabet?
Yeah.
Just...
Each different letter each week or each day.
Oh. So which, I thought, you know, I'm up for anything. I'm a pretty flexible guy.
Yeah.
Hang loose.
Yeah.
What?
I like as Kevin's getting progressively drunker, he's getting progressively more involved in the show.
What's an example? Like, let's do a little run through of that.
Okay, B.
Like, we'll do B.
Why
don't
you start with
discuss.
B? Well, I knew you were going to start with B.
So B. Okay, what do I know? What can I think about B? Let's see. Second letter of the alphabet. My name starts with B.
Yeah.
I like bread. I don't like bananas.
You're a bitch.
this is not like Sesame Street, right? This is not going to go over well to anyone over six.
Like, well, maybe
today we're doing the letter B.
I'll go on to the next idea.
This is really boring.
This is great because Ben has been spending a month in Japan coming up with these creative ideas, and then he comes here one day and we're just going to shoot them all down consistently.
No, we liked the...
Shooting does not start with B, right?
We liked the genuine compliments one. I thought that was quite nice and genuine.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah. Oh, next week. More compliments. All right, this is an important one. I've actually talked to Glenn, my friend Glenn Lloyd in Australia. Shout out to Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Everybody say hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Yo.
Glenn has agreed to be on the show. And a special guest of the day meets Glenn segment. We have Glenn on Skype, and for 10 minutes, he goes one-on-one with that guest. So today, Kevin's our guest. So we would have Glenn and Kevin talk for 10 minutes, just the two of them, like an awkward conversation, because they've never met before.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it'll work.
Wow, that's an idea you guys didn't shoot down. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, I just mentally told myself, like, yeah, I got to accept the next idea, no matter what it is. But that seems like it'll be good.
So, Brian, I have to pee now, so this is where you really take the spotlight and talk for a minute.
We're going to have just dead air for 5 minutes.
No. The people.
Yeah. So this is a disaster.
This is really not going to work.
It's really not going to work. That's some good shit to put on the internet during the daytime.
I just really think that this is boring.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit the fuck out of this. It's just gonna be it's gonna be about a 3-hour thing that's being edited down to.
Well, we gotta edit it down to like at least like 15-20 minutes.
Sorry, it's all that prune juice I've been drinking. Makes me want to pee. All right, I'm actually drinking like drinking out of a 2-liter bottle of prune juice. My colon is fairly irregular. Okay. So, the next thing, of course, I think this is the one thing I did talk to you about, soccer talk.
Oh, yeah.
Every week we take 5 minutes, and I talk to you about soccer, and you respond. And we'll do a little example. Kevin and I watched a soccer game today. We watched Borussia Dortmund versus Malaga, Champions League quarterfinal.
Yeah. That sounds boring as shit, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it was actually very exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I was on Facebook most of the time.
Yeah.
And actually ruined the game for him.
Yeah, he ruined the game for me. He told me the score.
But
anyway, so Dortmund were losing 2-1 on aggregate. The first game ended 0-0 in Spain.
The second game. 0-0, yet thrilling. Completely thrilling.
The second game in Dortmund.
Yeah.
Was 1-1 at half. Malaga scored first. With a 1-1 score, Dortmund would have been eliminated on the away goals rule.
Would that have been a huge deal?
Yeah, it would have been a pretty big upset. Then, in the 83rd minute, Malaga went up 2-1. So that means Dortmund have to score 2 goals to go through. 90th minute, still 2-1. 92nd minute, Ryan? 92nd minute, 3-2. 3-2.
I don't give a shit who wins.
But you like soccer.
You say I like soccer, and yet I'm completely just... You know, bash soccer nonstop around you for the last 6 years.
Yeah, but the thing is that you say that, and then when I go to Japan, you sit in this room every day and you watch soccer and you jack off. That's why there are all these semen stains on the walls.
I get dragged on along for these things.
You're willing to wake up at 5 a.m. to go.
Willing to wake up.
So okay,
the part of that, the context of that is, there's 2 months of you're coming to the game, right? You're coming to the game. You're coming to the game, right?
You can't miss those games.
And then the day before, it's like, get some good sleep. We're going to the game tomorrow. And then I go, all right. And I get dragged to this thing, and I sit in the room with some people, and then the TV's on.
No.
And then after the gore gets scored or whatever, it's like, all right, yeah, that's cool. You know, I guess that's all right. And then after the game, it's like, what'd you think of the game?
No, that's not, because you told me that you really enjoyed some of those games, and you were super intent.
Yeah,
but the
context of that is, great game, huh? Yeah, you know, that's pretty good.
And you did enjoy it.
I will say something like, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I would never have gone there on my own and watched it.
No, I'm not saying you would, but you enjoy it.
You know, I think Ben doesn't, has no censor for people humoring. You know, it's like,
No one's ever humored me.
Yeah.
That's why.
You know, we're doing the podcast. It's going to be great. Yeah. All right. So come up with some great ideas. Boy, I'm excited. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
Yeah. Now, the scale of 1 to podcast, it's 1 to 9 and then podcast 10, being
right.
10.
So I said
I was podcast. Kevin, last night you said you were...
Well, remember.
You podcast. Said you were podcast.
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You were high on hash.
I said I was a 4, which is really...
You said you were a 3. Today
four.
You said you were a 4, which
yesterday
means that you're more excited today than you were yesterday.
And
I had you sleep
today.
Last night, right?
I slept all right, actually.
Little jitters?
No.
Something.
Anyway... here's another thing. It's like arm wrestling.
Answer it.
We arm wrestle every week.
It's not really good for radio, though.
I think it is good for radio. Because we could have the guest host, part of their job would be to commentate. You want to try?
Yeah, sure.
All right, yeah. So, Kevin, you're going to commentate on the arm wrestling here.
I mean, you guys could lie down on the ground.
Yeah, let's lie down on the ground. Yeah, actually, on your stomach. Yeah.
Lie on your stomachs.
Yeah. So Kevin, tell everybody what's happening now.
Yeah, right now they're both lying on their stomachs.
No, we're not. Not yet.
Well, they're getting ready to.
Yeah. All right.
I have to move all the crap out of the way. Yeah,
you need to vacuum this floor.
Okay.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. So we'll do one with the right hand, one with the left hand.
Okay, Ben's left-handed, so he's doing right-handed.
Okay, on three.
All right.
I just like holding your hand. All
That's
right. Right. Kevin, you're counting.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. It's Ben is
Ben
with
my
right hand. Left hand. Ready?
Left hand. He's definitely gonna win here.
Ready?
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I didn't say go though.
Alright, I'll kill him. I won. Victory. Alright. Big
Ben really just whoops Ryan's ass. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Alright.
I think Ryan really
tried. I don't care.
We should do that. We should do that every week though.
It looked like Ryan didn't
try. The same results, man.
I know, that's the brilliance of it. okay, some other segments. 1 week we could do a show called Is Ben Funny or High, where I'm just high out of my mind, stoned out of my mind on the show. And another week we'll do Is Ben Funny or Drunk, where I'm just hammered. And I think in each of those episodes I'll get progressively more high and progressively more drunk as the episode goes on.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then we'll do like Is Ben on PCP?
No, I'm not going to do PCP.
Well, no.
Not until
no.
Here's one. I'm not even halfway through the list yet. Find a random person on Facebook, or actually one of my Facebook friends that you wouldn't know, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And then just from the name,
mm-hmm.
you have to guess the race of that person.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like that.
So like this is a shout out to my friend Sheldon. I have a friend named Sheldon.
Yeah.
Guess what race he is.
Last name is
no, it's just white or black. Last name is Donaldson.
I'm guessing white, but it's probably a trick question.
What did you guess?
White.
He's black.
He's black. I didn't even get to guess. Why am I here?
All right, guess. Sheldon Donaldson, white or black?
Black.
Yep.
All right, and then, okay. So,
I will
do one.
Okay.
Let's see. Demarie Wilson.
Black.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. Next segment would be how much would you have to be paid? Discuss how much you'd have to be paid to perform certain hypotheticals. For example, how much would you have to be paid?
This is your favorite game.
Yeah, I like this. How much would you have to be paid to lick your mother's vagina for 45 minutes straight?
Now see. These questions are always, like, you know, asked amongst, like, you know, high schoolers. And, you know, the thing is, it always ends up like, oh, dude, it would take $5 million or something like that. But you have to be realistic. Like, you know, getting 10 grand for something like that.
You would lick your mother's vagina for 45 minutes.
Now, here's the catch, is that when you say something realistic like that, you get this kind of, like, dude.
No, but seriously, you would do that for 10 grand. You'd lick your mother's...
45, food. No, but not. But there's a lot of
stuff. How about for 45
it'd be
seconds?
It would be a
45 seconds.
Yeah, for 45 seconds.
You would lick your mother's vagina for 10 grand.
Well, look, I would tell my mom, look, you know, hey, we're getting 50 grand for doing
No, you're not. You're getting 10 grand.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd do it for 10 grand.
But you split it with your mom.
I don't know. That depends on your mom, I guess.
But you think about it, like, it would be a lot lower in most situations. In reality, it would be a lot lower than anybody says in these hypotheticals.
Would you have sex with a lesbian for $100,000?
Oh, yeah.
Any day.
Well, I mean, there's this blank silhouette that...
But why would a lesbian want to have sex with
I could think of a lot of lesbians that would not be too appealing to have sex
with. No, like, okay, Ellen DeGeneres.
For how much?
100,000.
Oh, yeah.
No?
I'd do that for $500.
I'd do it for 100,000.
I would do it for free, just to say I had sex with Ellen DeGeneres.
I mean, yeah, there's that
awesome. Okay, here's one. Try out two competing products. I was tired on the plane. I wrote 2TO. Try out two competing products and decide which is better, i.e. Coke or Pepsi.
Okay, so we actually try them on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we discuss which is better.
Yeah, that works.
Are you actually liking these ideas, or are you just saying yes now?
Can you say you don't like either one?
Yes. Let's see what else we have. Oh, here's a good one. Ryan watches a full soccer game and reviews it and reports back.
You know I'm not going to go for that.
Why not?
Because I have just like a trigger with soccer now. Once I watch it, I'm just in agony. You know, just the sound of the audience just puts me, like, I just start staring at random shit room that's on TV.
Can I tell you what I do?
Yeah.
When Ben makes me watch soccer with him? I do watch the game.
He loves it.
Here and there.
He really likes it.
But other than that, I, you know, work out, do some push-ups, and maybe do some crunches, you know, get in, you know, I have to keep this.
Do you ever think about DVDs?
No, I never have. But I try to get my, you know, my awesome bod, like, just keep it that way.
So it's like a soccer workout set.
Yeah, it's, and then it makes Ben happy, and then I can, like, make Ben look.
I'm sure we should do the Kevin Ben arm wrestling.
Oh, we could do that.
I'll probably lose too.
Alright, here's another one. We kind of have to go through this because we still got half the list.
How much?
I have a lot of ideas. Okay. I've been working on this. Take it seriously. Is that embarrassing for you?
Wait.
I think of a number, and Ryan and the guests has to guess what number I'm thinking of. The number will be revealed on next week's show, which gives people motivation to keep listening.
Not really.
You think that's going to give people motivation?
Yeah, they're going to be like, because like if you listen to the show, and then it's like, what number? And then you're not going to find out unless you listen next week.
Oh, my God.
Like, let's try it out. Wait, we're going to try this. And people at home, you can try this, too. Okay.
So you're thinking of a number, right?
Yeah, and now Ryan, guess the number.
Is it 4?
Okay, Kevin?
Are you going to tell us?
Next week, Kevin, what number are you guessing?
17.
Okay, so next week,
4,
4
17.
And 17. You people at home, guess your number.
Well, I think we should do it, like, between 1 and...
Oh, it's between 1 and 5,000.
I want to change my guess then.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing 3,119.
Okay, you're gonna stick on 7.
You
have to get it on the money. What happens if you get it right?
Can I do like
just pat them back?
Can I do fractions?
No fractions. Gotta be whole numbers.
Okay.
Here's another one. This could be like an end of the season segment, which we build up to throughout the whole season. We could foot race. It's something we build up to and we actually train for. And then the last segment would be us discussing the race, and someone could actually videotape it. We could upload it onto YouTube, like the highlights. It would have to be, I think, in a sprint, I'd kill you. But I think you're pretty good at endurance racing. And if we trained up for it, I think we could do like a end of the season, we do like a long race.
I'm sorry, though. Every time we've gone running together,
yeah,
it's like you and I have our like funny like running clothes on.
Yeah.
And Ryan just
jeans.
Runs in exactly what he's wearing right now.
Which is nothing. It's jeans and a t-shirt and boots.
Well, he's wearing
sometimes
jeans.
Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you and I will like have our short shorts on and like maybe some wristbands and like
hair bands.
I could run with I could run in like a leather jacket and just.
Could you run with a man?
He has before.
I could run with a man.
Okay.
You know.
Anyway, I think that'd be cool.
That's because that sucks.
Alright. This segment would be called Pizza or Pasta. At the beginning of each show, we let the audience know if we are more in the mood for pizza or for pasta.
That's horrible. That's really bad.
Why is that bad?
See, these are your ideas?
Yeah.
You've written... Listeners, right now, he's holding, like, these papers.
Yeah.
You know, like, notes. And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty thick. It's... And... You know, these are his ideas
yeah.
for this podcast.
Well, no, like, for instance, Ryan, what are you more in the mood for right now, pizza or pasta, if you choose one?
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, how about you, Kevin?
Me?
Yeah.
God,
see?
This is very, I mean, it's hard. It's
yeah.
hard because I like both of them.
Yeah.
I do.
They're both
but
cool.
I'm going to say pizza.
I'm going to say pizza. Maybe we'll get pizza out of this. Anyway, that was the first show, guys. As I said before, it was just a show to figure out what the fuck the show's going to be. So, listeners, we want your comments, because we want to hear from you. We value you. That's why we're doing this. And we also are going to put a poll up on either our website or on Facebook page that we create. And we'd like you to choose the title for us. So, thank you very much. Kevin's peeing, so I'll say goodbye for him. Ryan, do you want to say goodbye?
See ya.
What's that?
See ya.
Oh, yeah. All right. See everybody. Thanks for listening. See you next time.